Hello and welcome to Legalize Vaping by Legalize Vaping Australia. I'm here with Brian Marlowe, the head of the entire enterprise. Brian, how are you?
Sleepy.
Well, being a shill for big tobacco will take energy out of you.
Apparently, yeah. Trying to get people off tobacco means that you support tobacco.
Why wouldn't huge tobacco companies pay you to legalize a product that replaces theirs? Don't be stupid, Brian.
Anyway. But just in case there's any mouth breathers out there, that's a joke, you fucking mouth breather.
I'd love it if someone just thought that that was us admitting.
It would be so good for our profile. Please actually put that out there as a narrative. Yes. Anyway, let's actually
Big
talk
tobacco
about...
Big Tobacco LLC.
Yeah, let's talk about like actual, you know, what we're doing.
Mm. So what are we doing?
So I went down to Canberra late Saturday night, ahead of Parliament starting on Monday. And the reason for that is I was working hard to basically try and, you know, educate MPs in the lead up to this January 1st ban and get them motivated to actually take some action and push against what Hunt's proposing to do. Thankfully, a few MPs, as you've probably seen on social media, are starting to push back. So you've got Senator Canavan. Mm-hmm. He's putting out videos saying, you know, we need to legalize these products now. Yep. We need to legislate them. You know, he's talking about how he receives thousands of emails and petition signatures and stuff. And that's all off the back of the portals that we put together and the action that you guys in the community took.
So it's working.
It's working. Yeah. He literally said that. He said in his speech something along the lines of, you know, a lot of people always question the validity of sending emails or making phone calls or sending petitions. Well, that's what worked here. So
well, there you go.
Keep doing it. Separate to that, another pro-vaping MP in the Senate, Senator Holly Hughes, she has put together or is working to put together what's called the Senate Select Committee into Tobacco Harm Reduction. Now, that's probably just a bunch of words combined that don't really make sense if you're not politically engaged. What it is it will be a Senate inquiry into how to reduce the harms from tobacco. It was brought up in the Senate notice papers, which means that it's being brought up to be voted on and passed through the Senate.
Okay.
And if it does pass through the Senate, you will be able to make submissions to this inquiry about how you managed to quit smoking and reduce tobacco-related harm. And hopefully we can make the case, you know, that vaping needs to be legalized. So it's a massive step in the right direction.
That's important.
Yeah, it was meant to go through to a vote on Thursday, I believe. Unfortunately, a minor party needed to pause Senate procedure to talk about, I don't know, trees or something. And unfortunately, the vote got delayed, so it's not going to happen until Parliament resumes, which is in October. So
well, it's not that far off.
It's not that far off. We have a month to basically get everything ready. And, you know, if this Senate Select Committee gets through, well, shit, we're going to annihilate it. We're going to get the community to make as many submissions as possible. We want you telling stories about how you managed to quit smoking, how you tried all these other methods before, and how vaping worked for you. You know, and tell your personal story, because these are the things that these people listen to. And when it's in an inquiry, you have, you know, four or five or six senators in a room where you can explain to them in a lot of detail why vaping is a good thing.
Not to mention, and this is something that we found in our recent poll, what do you call
survey.
It? Survey. My God, words.
What
are
words?
Words are difficult, man. In our recent survey, that a lot of people say, if I don't have access to nicotine vaping products, I'm going to have to go back to vape to smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I can't afford market price cigarettes, so it's very possible that I'm going to start buying them in the black market.
Yeah, so we put together that survey. About 7,000 people completed it, which we think makes it probably the biggest survey of Australian vapers ever. And, you know, some of the results were to be expected, but some of them were pretty alarming. So we asked the question, if the January 1st ban kicks in, will you go back to smoking cigarettes? 45% of people said yes. So if you extrapolate that out to a vaping population of 500,000 people, that's, you know, over 200,000 people saying that they'll go back to cigarettes. It's almost as if anti-vapers actually benefit tobacco companies.
Correct. Well, because people say that we're benefiting tobacco. It's like...
But it's like, your what you want will literally drive people back to their products.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, because if you keep raising the excise, see, eventually people will have to stop smoking.
Yeah, because they won't just buy black market products like they're already currently doing.
Just a few more hikes in excise, yeah, and we'll get exactly. there.
So on top of the 45% saying they go back to smoking cigarettes, about 40% said that they would go to the black market to purchase their products. Yep. Now, I think that number is probably a little bit low because people on surveys don't want to admit to the fact that they'll probably break the law.
Yes, true.
Then on top of that, you know, it's 90% of people said that they would change their party allegiance and vote for another party if that party wants to legalize vaping.
Yeah.
And this was one of the things I was getting across to MPs, which was if you don't care about the health argument, extrapolate that out. 90% of 500,000 people are saying that they'll vote against you if you don't want to legalize vaping.
Significant block.
Well, I'm happy to mobilize them against you. I don't give a fuck at this point. So I think on the back of, you know, the health argument, the fact that people are saying that they'll go back to cigarettes, and the fact that most of them are saying, and also if you don't support me, I'll vote against you.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of these MPs to mobilize again. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work happening, but they can't be let up. So over the coming days and weeks, we're going to be sending you a lot of email requests. We've sent you some fundraising requests before. A lot of you donated. We raised a heap of money to go towards our campaign, so thank you so much. But there will be more requests for you to take action, more requests for you to contact MPs, more requests for you to make submissions to, you know, if we can get this inquiry off the ground, or if you know, other stuff can be done. Basically, up until January 1st, when this ban is meant to kick in, there's not going to be much let up from us. So if you don't like that, unsubscribe from the emails now because you're going to be getting a lot of them.
Yeah. And in the lead up to October, really the most important thing is the voice of vapors.
Yes. Because
this is literally, I mean, we actually need that firsthand information to say, here are people who used to smoke, who no longer smoke.
Yeah.
And they did it not by dancing in the shower while drinking milk and moving furniture, but by vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's always like people that have never smoked that push this shit, right? So it's like...
Meditate.
You know, there's MPs that are against vaping, and they go, well, but people can just use patches. It's like, and one of the questions I ask them is, okay, have you ever smoked? No.
Yeah.
Well, then you have no idea
what
the fuck you're on about.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, just use Champix. It's like, yeah, well, I don't want to have a mental breakdown
just
to quit smoking.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's like, hey, you know that thing that you've tried numerous times to not do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Oh.
Oh, shit, I never considered that, Senator. Like,
yeah.
Wow, I didn't think
Guys,
that all I had to do was not do the thing.
That should be a new campaign.
Just
stop.
Just stop.
Dumbass.
Yeah, just stop, dumbass. Like... It's, we're still up against that to some extent.
Mm.
A lot of MPs are supportive of this issue, as we've seen.
Mm.
But yeah, you still get these people that are like, oh, well, just don't do it. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
We should just do that about crime as well.
Just nah.
Crime, nah.
Just, yeah, you know what? Nope. Scott Morrison, next National Press fucking event, he should just like look at the camera and be like, oi, nah.
Stop getting coronavirus.
Just nah.
Just don't.
Yeah, just don't. Just stop it.
Don't be selfish. You with your fancy coronavirus.
Yeah,
just
like,
cut it out.
Just stop it. What are you doing? you're gonna go rob that guy? No. Nah.
Don't.
And then the robber will be like, oh.
Oh. I guess I don't need to do crime.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just wrap up this campaign.
Yeah, done.
That was
Let's just change legalized vaping to just nah
the campaign
nah.com.org
/big tobacco.
I'm 32 and I'm just going on these fucking tangents.
Oh my god. Well, I think on
am I 32? How old am I?
I think you're 32. You've aged.
No, I'm 32 in November. I'm 32 in December. I don't even know what fucking month I'm born.
We 31. Celebrated your 32nd birthday, bro.
No, we celebrated my 31th.
It's 31th.
With a TH.
I mean, apparently, but you told us it was your 32nd.
Oh, well, I don't even know how old I am.
This is crucial to the vaping issue.
It is. If you're still listening right now, these are the discussions I have with MPs.
Oh, man. Well, on that incredibly important note, I think we're going to leave it. Yeah, thank you, everyone, for listening. Brian?
I'm going to get a coffee.
All right. Thanks for listening. Brian, thanks for being with us.